That information is available on the current shot. But there's another source of information not available on the current shot, but only available by repeatedly experiencing the game of tennis. And that's that the ball doesn't bounce with equal probability over the court during the match. If you're playing against a very good opponent, they may distribute it that green area, which is the prior distribution, making it hard for you to return. Now, both these sources of information carry important information, and what Bajor says is I should multiply the numbers in the red by the numbers in the green to get the numbers in the yellow, which have the ellipses, and that's my belief. So it's the optimal way of combining information. Now, I wouldn't tell you all this if it wasn't that a few years ago we showed this is exactly what people do when they learn new movement skills. And what it means is we really are Bayesian inference machines. As we go around, we learn about statistics of the world and lay that down, but we also learn about how noisy our own sensory apparatus is and then combine those in a real Bayesian way. Now, a key part to the Bayesian is this part of the formula. And what this part really says is I have to predict the probability of different sensory feedbacks given my beliefs. So that really means I have to make predictions of the future. And I want to convince you that the brain does make predictions of the sensory feedback it's going to get, and moreover, it profoundly changes your perceptions by what you do. And to do that, I'll tell you about how the brain deals with sensory input. So you send a command out, you get sensory feedback back, and that transformation is governed by the physics of your body and your sensory apparatus.